The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of Phonebox and Oasis. Welcome to the social studio.
Ah, oh, there you are. Trevor Dan here with the latest podcast from radiotoday.co.uk, which stars the effervescent Martin Kellner from BBC Radio Leeds and Fighting Talk. You will want to hear what he has to say. But before that, I did tell you that David Holdsworth, the BBC's controller of English regions, would be with us this week to debate the future of BBC local radio. And sadly, he isn't. So apologies for that, although we are promised that he will be available for next week's programme. So, fingers crossed. Now, on last week's show, we heard from Rod McKenzie about proposals to bring back personality to the BBC's English stations. And to continue the debate, I've turned to one of BBC Local Radio's best-known characters, a broadcaster who's never been short of an aphorism, a quip, or indeed an insult on air. After a long career as a journalist and a DJ in commercial radio and at Radio 2, Martin Kellner has found a home on the lunchtime show at BBC Radio Leeds.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
So, Martin, you've had your share of BBC experience, network and local, and you've worked a lot in commercial radio. What's the difference between the two?
Well, as far as commercial radio is concerned, there's no way they're going to do half the stuff. I mean, the BBC local radio does. We've seen what's happened to commercial radio in the last, I mean, since the days I was at Radio Air in the early 80s. I worked for Pennine Radio sort of mid 80s. I've worked for Jazz FM. And there's no way those days are going to return where they provide a full service, either in the way of news and current affairs and features, or in the way of companionship. And especially that's really important when you think that all sorts of shows are now networked from mostly from London, occasionally from Manchester, which means that that sort of local service is quite important to a lot of people, and especially with people living longer, that's never going to be provided by commercial radio. So I think BBC local radio in that respect is probably more important than it's been, you know, for some time.
Now, David Holdsworth has written to all of you to say he wants more personality in local radio. You must be saying amen to that, having campaigned for that for years.
Yes. I mean, to be honest, the problem with BBC local radio is it's always sort of scratching round for a role. Because it's part of the BBC's organisation as a whole, there's too much central control. So they will decide at one point, well, it's Dave and Sue, which I know you've talked about on your podcast before, Trevor. So that's going to be the audience. Then it's going to be news. And now it's personality, which is rather what it was years ago. I remember when I was in commercial radio, on Radio Air in the 1980s, the BBC station was a sort of personality-led station, so we're sort of back to where we were.
Have you felt, as a BBC local radio broadcaster in the past few years, and I know you've done Breakfast as well as your current show on Leeds, have you felt that you were a bit too news-heavy, what Rod McKenzie called on this podcast last week, high-fibre news, rather than a more kind of gentler, gossipy, traditional local radio journalism?
Well, I never really felt that I was high fibre news, despite, as I was always pointing out during the news era, if you like, at local radio, despite being a fully trained journalist who's worked for newspapers, you know, before coming into radio and worked in radio news as well, I didn't think it needed to be that high fibre. So I never went that route this was always a source of conflict. And eventually I was taken off the Breakfast Show and quite happy doing what I'm doing now, to be honest. So I was always kicking against the high fibre thing. And now, so I went on to do the lunch show, and now the Breakfast Show is basically doing what what I'm doing.
You are meant to broadcast, as are all local radio presenters, to these people who are described as over 50s. Now, you're one of them. Do you think that people under 50... should have some local radio content, or is it right that the BBC should say that they don't deserve any?
Well, this is up in the air, isn't it? I mean, this all depends on how the BBC is going to be financed and how the BBC is going to be run in the future, because there's all sorts of talk now about different stratas of the audience, maybe paying for things through subscription services. We don't know what's going to develop in terms of people listening on the iPlayer or whatever internet way the BBC has in the future. So it's very difficult to say. I think it's going to be difficult for the BBC, for BBC Local Radio, to say, right, we're going to provide something for everybody in West Yorkshire or in whatever area you're in. I think that's going to... I don't think the argument can start from there. I think what's going to happen is we've got to find out exactly how the BBC is going to be financed in the future and then decide exactly what local radio can provide. But for the moment, I think local radio's best route is providing, obviously, the local news and features, which we always have, but, you know, companionship for people over the age of 50. So I think the current strategy is probably about right as a sort of holding strategy, if you like.
Do you feel, as a northerner, if I may call you that, Martin, do you feel part of the BBC? You know, it's interesting to me that there was a head of the North, Peter Salmon, who then became head of England, and now he's head of something else, and he never moved to the North anyway. The BBC made a big play, didn't they, about their sort of version of the Northern powerhouse. Do you feel part of the greater BBC family, or do you feel out on a bit of a limb there in Leeds?
I think this is a very important point, Trevor, because I don't think the way the BBC organises local radio is the ideal way. I would rather local radio, and I think this is something to think about for the future, was maybe, you remember when Channel 4 started, there was a deal with ITV whereby they said, well, Channel 4 is going to do all sorts of things that aren't commercial, but for the time being, until it can stand on its own two feet, ITV is going to finance it through their advertising revenue. I think the BBC, in whatever financing deal they have, should do something similar with local radio so that the local stations will eventually, I mean, the aim will be that they stand on their own two feet and become proper local radio stations as they were when they first started. So Radio Leeds would be totally different from Radio Cornwall or whatever. That's how it started, and I think that's how it should be run. So the BBC would provide a news service, which would, as well as doing local regional TV, they would provide a news service for local radio, and obviously there would be deals to be done as far as premises and engineering and all that stuff went. But eventually, local radio, whether through sponsorship or whatever financing deal could be worked out, whether through local councils putting money in, because it would be providing a service, should be financed like that. And the BBC should have a very light touch. I mean, it is ridiculous that there's somebody on a BBC strata of management telling me that there's only two records by Bob Dylan that I can ever play. The only two records on our core of Bob Dylan, this is without a word of a lie, is Blowing in the Wind and Lay Lady Lay. It may be that they're the best two records Bob Dylan ever made and that he never did anything worthwhile between those two or after those two, but it does seem to me ludicrous that there is somebody actually making these decisions. There does seem to be way too much dictated from the centre, and I think whatever discussions are made about how the BBC is going to be financed, how the BBC is going to be run in the future, I think local radio, A, is vital because we're the only people who will do that sort of thing and do the non-commercial stuff, if you like, because ILR, independent local radio, whatever they're called these days, have completely withdrawn from running local radio at all, really. And I think it's important that it's not too centralised by the BBC, that it becomes truly local.
I remember in the very early days of Radio Leeds, the manager decided that although he was told he had to take The World at One from Radio 4, that he would get his presenters to trample all over the beginning of it and say, after the pips, Leeds and The World at One. Which I think that's the right way to do it, isn't it? In the sense that you need to have quite a lot of autonomy, and asking local radio managers to simply be part of a team that is homogenised throughout England doesn't seem to be the right way to react to local audiences.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It never has been. And I don't. And I think for the future, I mean, it worries me that with all these discussions, local radio will be sort of sidelined. And I think it's more important than it's ever been. And I think there's an audience out there that BBC local radio can reach if it's allowed to talk locally, as they did, as BBC local radio did in the early days. And they're run more autonomously.
Some very interesting ideas there, Martin. While I've got you, can I just ask you about Fighting Talk, which a lot of people will know you from on Five Live. The question people always raise about Fighting Talk is the extent to which you know what the questions are and the extent to which you have any guidance. So are you allowed to dish the dirt on the format?
Yeah, I mean, it's very simple, really. We get the questions the day before, usually. So usually sometime on the Friday, we get the questions, mull them over. One of the producers gives me a call Friday afternoon. And if you're second or third to be called and you sit there, they say, what's the biggest scandal in English football? And you say Manchester United. Sorry, you can't say that. Bob Mills is already saying that. So then you have to come up with another answer. But that's the reason for it, really. Well, the reason for it is they want to know what you're saying in the show, really, to see how entertaining or not it might be. But I've never had any guidance apart from them saying, oh, you can't say that. But apart, oh, no, you can't say that, we'll get sued. But if you get in there first, you get all your answers.
So for those people who've never heard it, the programme always ends with this round called Defend the Indefensible. And you're rather good at that. So do you mind if I give you one?
Go on, then.
OK. Martin Kellner, local radio, as run by the BBC, should be abolished straight away.
With extreme prejudice. Not only should it be abolished, everybody who runs it should be taken out. And that, in fact, everybody who appears on it, including me, should be taken out and shot, and it should be put on pay-per-view. So you're not going to take this out of context, are you, in any way, Trevor? But yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a fantastic. You can't argue with that. That's not the indefensible. That's entirely defensible.
Excellent. Well done, Martin. I'm just going to ask you one thing before I let you go, which is, quite seriously, how are you? Because you were very ill, weren't you, a couple of years ago? And it's great to have you back on the air. Are you okay now?
Yeah, I'm fully recovered, Trevor. Thank you very much indeed for asking. I was dicing with death. It's a tribute. I'm a tribute to St James's Hospital in Leeds because they removed this enormous tumour, which appears, fingers crossed, to have been benign. I mean, there's always the worry that there was going to be more of it, but it appears to be benign. And I'm just going to have regular scans every few months. And then so far, they've been fine and I'm OK. And I'm still here being as awkward as I ever was. So that's all good news for me.
Excellent, Martin. Thank you so much for talking to the Radio Today programme. I'll put some of your points to David Holdsworth, who's going to be on the podcast next week. That should be entertaining.
Blimey. OK, no worries.
Take it easy, Martin. Thanks again, and we'll see you soon.
No problem. My pleasure.
So, more on BBC Local Radio next time when David Holdsworth joins us. David Lloyd's Radio Moments in a minute after the latest Radio Today news with Roy Martin.
This week, UKID has bought extra shares in Juice Brighton, giving it overall control of the station. Founder Daniel Nathan will continue as chairman. Manchester will get 10 new radio services on DAB in September, including a new 80s station called Max, London Greek Radio and RT Radio 1 from Ireland. And Bauer is bringing local programmes back to Scotland after networking off-peak shows from stations in England for the last year. It means Paddy's Sunday Dinner, amongst others, will be dropped from Scotland, and Ewan and Kat are reunited after their stint on Breakfast at Heart. For more details on this and more, visit radiotoday.co.uk. That's the very latest. I'm Roy Martin.
Broadcast Bionics, creators of Phonebox and Oasis, offer you elegantly integrated products and intelligent one-stop shopping for all your studio needs. Discover a full range of innovative studio products. Play out by Wide Orbit, Music Master Scheduling, Stirlitz, Newsboss, Larvo, Telos, Axia, Omnia, Digigram and Commotion. Visit bionics.co.uk today.
Radio Moments.
we start 13 years ago and the closure of a national station.
But less than 40 seconds remaining in the life of Team Talk 252.
It's very tragic, isn't it?
It is, but we're heartened by the fact that senior management have told us that they'll do everything they can, and they're off on holiday.
The end of Team Talk 252, based in Leeds and broadcast on the old Atlantic longwave wavelength. It lasted just 4 months. 22 years ago this week, a farewell from Kid.
Hi there, this is the network chart with the sounds that ring down all over Britain via the SMS satellite. And for the last time on the network chart, this is Kid Jensen, turning up the heat for the feet with the hottest top 40 in the UK. And from the corridor...
The last network chart with Kid Jensen, that chart had been the first ever UK commercial radio chart. It became the Pepsi chart the week after. He started out as a milkman in Coventry. And he joined the BBC as an announcer this week 60 years ago. And he's still on air.
Well, at the beginning of the show, I told you that we were going to have some surprise guests dropping in this week. And now we've got a young man who's got a new record. Gives us a good opportunity of playing it. First of all, let's introduce him. Billy J. Kramer. Bill, nice of you to drop in.
Brian Matthews, 60 years at the BBC this week. And I bet HR Direct gets confused by his staff records. Mind you, they're easily confused, aren't they? She's 40 this week and one of the industry's most popular characters.
Good morning, it's Night Flight 96.3 FM and 808 Medium Wave with me, Simon Hurst, in for Neil Rudd this morning. That's the Rubettes and Jukebox Jive.
Today's dilemma comes from Rebecca in York. Rebecca has found out that her husband has been sending naughty messages to another woman. The lady in question is more Vicky Pollard than Victoria Pendleton. Should Rebecca lower her standards and become a bit of a scruff in the hope of becoming more attractive to him, or just get rid?
Stephanie Hurst, presenter and fully qualified anorak there in her early days on air. From the press now, let's check out the crinkly pages of the Radio Times from this week exactly 70 years ago. And the BBC Director General was using the organ to announce there is to be a new alternative to the Home Service. It's to be the BBC Light Programme.
Good morning, everyone. This is the BBC Light Programme on wavelengths of 1,500 and 261 metres. It's the first time we've said those words, BBC Light Programme, which we hope are going to mean for you now and in the days to come, all that is best in radio entertainment from 9 o'clock in the morning to midnight.
The Light Programme launching on Longwave as the Forces Programme closes this week in 1945. And staying in the same theme, this week in 67, the BBC announced new names for its radio services. Gone were the poetic names like Home and Light, and instead they would have names like 1, 2, 3, and 4. Thank goodness Digital Spy wasn't around back then. The new Radio 1 was going to be warm-hearted swinging programmes, avoiding the mid-Atlantic style. Scotland now, at its 1981.
I'm Joe Buchan, and I'd like to welcome you to North Sound. We're Britain's 27th independent radio station, and we're broadcasting to northeast Scotland from our studios in Kingsgate, Aberdeen. In a moment, Bobby Hain is your host for The Breakfast Show. But first, the news.
The launch of North Sound from an old school in Aberdeen this week 34 years ago. It used to go off air at 8 o'clock. Night-night. Nicky Campbell started there too, didn't he? 18 years ago now, and a new voice at Radio 1.
I did songs about Mark and Ladd every day. They got taken off the breakfast show. That's why I don't do any songs about Zoe.
Ah, Mark and Ladd are my favourite DJs. I listen to them every day. Every time they open their gobs, I'm laughing at the things that they say. People say to me, I am crazy, because I am so mad for his boys. I don't care, I just...
Chris Moyles, who debuted on Radio 1 this week in 97, the saviour of early morning radio. So with Tony Blackburn joining Radio Caroline 51 years ago...
Well, I'm thoroughly enjoying hearing the older hits of the past this afternoon.
Leicester Sound moving premises 13 years ago...
Wow, how good's that?
The death of Charles Levitt from BBC Humberside this week last year...
The headlines, the government's new council...
David Cameron swearing on Absolute Radio 6 years ago...
Too many twits might make a twat.
And the newly merged Hearts Surrey and Sussex launching from Brighton 5 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments!
Thank you, David. Thank you, Martin Kellner. Special thanks this week to Paul Leeper, Vince Graff and Mike Walsh, our celebrity listeners. And, of course, to you for listening. This has been a TDC production. See you next time.
The Radio Today programme with broadcast by Onyx.